I'd say it's a lot different. You know, it's a different setting. It's beautiful. The weather, obviously, is kind of the big difference. And I think, honestly, you saw it reflected on the field. I think mentally that was as sharp of a first practice as we've ever had, which I think is going to serve us well as the season goes on.
Zach, you've seen it all when you look at it, talking about the facility here and the weather. You come out of Northwest and in the Midwest. You come down to Jackson, Mississippi, and obviously you know how to training camp in Louisiana. And you come to this, you welcome this on the back end of your career, where if you'd have started out here in the Navy and dealing with the humidity.
The phrase keeps coming up, started from the bottom, now we're here. That's come up a bunch. Look, that first year, well documented. Those first couple years in Millsaps were really tough. Tough for a lot of reasons. You know, I think there was a 45-guy turnover from the year before. Every position was up for grabs. And obviously, you know, as much as we appreciated the hospitality at Millsaps, it was 98 degrees with I don't know what heat index, and you know, it was tough. It was brutal. There's things that are good out of that. I think we learned a lot about the team, and obviously jump-started kind of Coach Payton's, you know, program here with that. And yet this team, a little better established, and I think this is going to really allow us to fine-tune mentally what we're doing scheme-wise, really understand it, because no matter how good a shape you're in when the heat index is 110, it's hard to think. You know, and at the end of the day, we don't necessarily play in that. You know, we're in a dome. It's very unusual to have that type of a setting for a game. So I think this is going to serve us really well in terms of keeping guys healthy in the long run for the season. And certainly, I think mentally, we're going to go into the season in a better place.
Since you've been here, have you ever felt better heading into camp? No distractions this offseason. You guys had a good free agent class, good draft class.
I'll tell you, I think certainly more excitement than I can remember. Kind of all around. I mean, I think we feel really good about the team. You know, the guys that are here, complete continuity from the year before and the coaching staff. You know, there's no changes for anybody. Certainly from a defensive standpoint, those guys, that's a welcome deal, you know, to have some continuity over there. Obviously, like I said, we started mentally, you know, kind of ahead of the game, and then we're coming to this beautiful new facility. And really, hats off to Mr. Justice and everyone here. What they've done here in 90 days is remarkable. I mean, anyone that's ever tried to build a house, you know what I mean? To imagine building a 50,000 square foot one with, I don't know, a few 100,000 yards of excavating to do, to put it in, pretty incredible to do in 3 months. So hats off to them.
You guys talk about recovery all the time. We know how difficult it was back in the morning. You stepped off the plane here, Curtis was saying, I might need a jacket. The recovery for you guys from day-to-day practice,
yep.
The difference here as opposed to being...
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of guys will notice right now with weigh-outs, checking what kind of water loss are you losing in a practice. If you lose 9, 10 pounds in a practice, it's very hard to replace that in a day. You know, it really is. I mean, you're drinking too fast to replace it, you know. And at the end of a week, that builds up. It puts wear on your muscles, and you see a lot more issues with that kind of stuff. And you know, when you're not hydrated, that practice hurts that much more. I mean, there's that much more tear in your body. And again, this is a marathon. You know, we're going to work hard here, and I know Coach Payton's going to push us even more than usual because of the weather. You know, I mean, we wouldn't usually run quite that much after a New Orleans practice. It'd probably be a couple less, and yet I know he's going to amp it up to get the work in, and yet the tear of your body is not going to be as extreme, and I think it's going to serve us well as the season, you know, kind of drags on.
Zach, how good can Armstead be? We saw Glenn's last
year. As good as he wants to. Honestly, I mean, from a talent perspective, it's off the charts. I mean, he actually looks strange on tape. He's so much faster than what you're used to. You know, his athleticism is really impressive. And what's great about Teron is he's really humble. He's quiet. And he works, you know, he wants to be good at it, and he works at it, and he listens, and he takes advice, and, you know, the sky's the limit.
You want to get that on tape? I'm just saving his life. Sean, I saved your life, man.
Block, anchor, block.
Wow.
Yeah. You're just always in protection.
I'll tell you what, that's good hand placement there. the Teron... Let him get back. I don't want him to miss his own answer. All right. Yeah, yeah. Teron is he could be a great player, and a lot of it's going to be up to how hard he works. And I think if he stays on the path, continues what he's doing, he'll be a good player here for a long, long time.